Welcome to Top Lines and Tales Livestock Pod Quiz number 4. So that's the fourth time we've put this quiz out now. And thank you, everybody, for enjoying it so much and downloading so many episodes. It seems to be very popular. So this week, the first round is to do with livestock people in sport. So people in sport who've also associated with or working amongst livestock. So moving right on, this is round one, question one. Which Scottish international rugby player owns the Kersnoe Charolais herd of cattle? The Kersnoe Charolais herd of cattle is owned by which Scottish, ex-Scottish international rugby player? Question two. Indian Mohad Zul Kifl, better known as Abe Zak, now breeds hybrid cows in India. What professional sport did he used to play? So that was question two. Question three. Which Irish Angus breeder has also captained the British Lions rugby team? Question four. Which former Olympian is now patron of the Shorthorn Cattle Society? Question five. Which former football player now has his own Netflix TV series on his farm? I think it's Netflix, might be Prime, I'm not sure, but his own TV series now, a former football player, there was his name. Question six. Which Scottish Angus cattle and Suffolk sheep breeder lifted the Grand Slam? The Grand Slam title in 1990. What was his name? Question seven. Which former England cricket captain now owns a farm in Bedfordshire? Question eight. Which Nottinghamshire farmer toured with the British Lions in 1983? So that's going to test the knowledge of some of you younger ones, the older ones there. 1983, their well-known English rugby player that toured with the British Lions. Question nine. Now breeding cattle in County Meath, what sport did Kieran Lenihan used to be famous for? And question 10. Retired Welsh rugby referee Nigel Owens now breeds cattle. What breed does he keep? What breed of pedigree cattle does Nigel Owens now keep? So that's the end of round one. As always, round two is on sheep. So this week's round two in pod quiz number 4. This week's round two, question one on sheep. Texel sheep have had 50 years in the UK. They've just celebrating this year 50 years of the Texel Sheep Society being set up there. How long is it since the Suffolk Sheep Society set up? So how many years has the Suffolk Sheep Society been in existence in the UK? And they've got a reasonable birthday coming up in a couple of years' time. So I'll take a couple of years either side. Question two. In New Zealand, Shrek became a famous sheep in 2004 for not being sheared. How many years had it been since they actually captured him? So how many years of fleece did Shrek have on when they eventually caught up? That was question two. Question three. How many teeth does a sheep have? How many teeth does a sheep have? That's question three. Question four. The Welsh developed their own hybrid or their own version of the Cheviot sheep in the 19th century. What is it called? So what's the Welsh Cheviot sheep better known as? Question five. In the Guinness Book of Records, how old is the oldest recorded sheep? How old is the oldest recorded sheep in the world in the Guinness Book of Records? Question six. Shetland sheep come from the Shetland Islands, obviously. How many islands, roughly how many islands are there in the Shetland Islands? How many islands in the Shetland Islands? Question seven. What is the world record price for a sheepdog? It was set in 2021. So how much was that record price for a sheepdog? Question eight. Which country has the most sheep, UK or New Zealand? Simple question, yes or no, 50-50. Which country has the most sheep, the UK, United Kingdom or New Zealand? Question nine. The sheep Montaucil, and I'm going to spell that Montaucil, found fame in the 18th century. Montaucil, I guess it is, found fame, sounds like it's French, found fame in the 18th century. Why? Why was that a famous sheep? And question 10, the Atlay sheep and the Barras breed of sheep are from which country? Where's the Barras sheep come from? So the Atlay sheep and the Barras sheep originate in which country? So that's the end of our second round this week, our sheep round. So we'll move on to round 3. Round 3, our special round this week, is a music round, and the following 10 tracks that you're going to hear all have livestock in their title somewhere. They have livestock in the title or in the lyrics, and all I want is the name of the artist. I want the name of the artist for each one of these 10 questions. Here we go. Question 1. Question 2. Question 3. Question 4. Question 5.
The hate of men will pass and dictators die. But the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful.
Question 6. Question 7. Question 8. Something told me it was over. When I saw you and her talking. Something deep down in my soul. Question 9. And question 10. That concludes round 3 this week, our music round. I hope you enjoyed that one. I certainly did. Top Lines and Tales Livestock Pod Quiz number 4, round 4. And this week we're going to go back in time a little bit and look at livestock history. So we're going to have a little bit of a history lesson here. So going back into some of that earlier stuff there in the livestock industry. Round 4, question 1. Royal Highland Show rotated around various parts of Scotland for most of its early years. When did it settle in its existing site on Ingleston Park, just outside of Edinburgh? So when did the Highland Show first settle at a permanent site in Edinburgh? Question 2. Before cattle markets, animals were sold at fairs. What were these called in Scotland? They had a specific name. What were the names of these places where they all assembled and bought and sold their livestock there? What were they called in Scotland? Question 3 is about Royal Smithfield Show. What was the last purebred animal to win the Royal Smithfield Show while it was still in Earl's Court? I think a purebred might have won it after it moved out of Earl's Court, I'm not sure. But while it was still in Earl's Court, what was the last purebred animal to win Smithfield? I'd like to know its name if I can, and certainly its breed, and whose it was. Question 4. In the 18th century, Robert Bakewell improved the Longhorn cattle and the Leicester sheep. What other species of animal was he famous for improving? Robert Bakewell, what else did he improve apart from those cattle and sheep? Question 5. The McRobert family, who sponsor the Members Pavilion at the Highland Show and many other organisations, including quite a few in the military, did farm a large estate in Tarland in Aberdeenshire, where they bred Highland cattle and Angus cattle. What was the name of their prefix? What was the name of the prefix for the McRobert family, Lady McRobert, famously? The McRobert family there, they bred this cattle. What prefix did they breed under? Question 6. Captain De Quincey Quincey was famous for breeding all sorts of animals, but what breed of cattle would he particularly be famous for? I think he died in the early 60s. Captain De Quincey, what breed of cattle was he famous for breeding? Question 7. Cecil Moores bought the Bapton herd of Shorthorns and John Moores had a herd of Angus. What were the Moores family more famous for? The Moores family, John Moores, Cecil Moores, what were they more famous for inventing, should I say, rather than livestock? Question 8. George McPherson Grant of Ballandalloch in Speyside started a famous female family in the Angus breed. What was that family called? What's the family of Angus that George McPherson Grant is very famous for in restarting? Still on the go today. Question 9. The Royal Smithfield Show closed its doors in Earl's Court in 2004, had its last show then. But when did the Royal Smithfield Show first move to that permanent site in Earl's Court? So when did Smithfield Show first move to its permanent site in Earl's Court in London? And question 10. Captain Ben Coutts, the legendary Captain Ben Coutts, became secretary of which breed society in 1970? Ben Coutts became secretary of which breed society in 1970? That concludes pod quiz number 4, and if you'd like to hang on for a minute or two, we'll bring you the answers. I talk about we when I talk about top lines and tails, because sometimes my wife Wendy gives me a hand with some of these questions, although also some of them she finds a bit far too obscure to know the answers to. Top lines and tails pod quiz number 4. I hope you all enjoyed this week's quiz. It looks slightly different again. And now I'll bring you the answers. Quiz 4, round 1, was on livestock people, or people in livestock and sport, or people in sport who were also in livestock. And question 1, the Scottish international rugby player that owns the Curzon O'Sherrilly herd, of course, is John Jefferies. John now is, I think, chairman or even president of the World Rugby. So John Jefferies is a man we're looking for there, better known to a lot of people when he played as the White Shark. John Jefferies there with the Curzon herd down there in Kelso in the Borders. Question 2, the Indian Moed Zog Ifil, if I got that pronounced right, they're better known as Abe Zach, who now breeds hybrid cows. He's actually a professional football player, a soccer player he is, and has been quite famous, I think, in his time. Question 3, that Irish rugby player, Irish Angus breeder and also a rugby player that and a hooker in the Ireland side and captained the British Lions just quite recently is Rory Best. That's what we're looking for, Rory Best. And if you're listening, Rory, I know we've had a chat in the past there, breeds some good Angus cattle there as well. Question 4, the former Olympian that's patron of the Shorthorn Cattle Society is, of course, Princess Anne. Princess Anne being Olympian and gold medalist, I think, back in her day. So she's patron of the Shorthorn Cattle Society. Question 5, the former football player now with his own TV series is Vinnie Jones. Vinnie, any of you watched it, it's actually pretty terrible, but Vinnie, don't tell Vinnie I said so, because he'd come round here and he's a bit rough. But yeah, Vinnie Jones, the hard man football player, is the one that's got the TV series at the moment. Question 6, the Scottish Angus and a Suffolk breeder who lifted that Grand Slam title in 1990 and is still reels from me being an English man, that of course was David Soul. David Soul was captain of the Scottish team at that time that lifted that title in 1990. The question 7, the former cricket player is Alistair Cook, who has a farm just near to my friend Pete Bodley there in Bedfordshire, and I only found this out the other day, and he's well into his cattle and various other things, so good luck to you in farming there, Alistair Cook. Question 8, bit of a tricky one, unless you're one of the older people, the Nottinghamshire farmer who toured with the British Lions was Dusty Hare. That's the name I'm looking for, well-known farmer and well-known kicker as well there, a great rugby player in his day, so the name we're looking for, great name as well to be fair, it was Dusty Hare, who toured with the Lions in 1983. Question 9, now breeding cattle in County Meath, so what sport did Kieran Lenehan used to be famous for? He was Gaelic football. So GAA, Gaelic football, is what I'm looking for there. And question 10, retired Welsh rugby referee, of course, only just recently retired. Now Nigel Owens now breeds pedigree Hereford cattle down there in South Wales. So Nigel, if you're listening as well, hello to you. But good luck to your Hereford breeding prowess. I know you've got bulls going to sell fairly soon. So that's round 1, answers to round 1. Round 2 on sheep, and round question 1 on round 2. The Texel Sheep Society has been on the go for 50 years this year. Yes, it has. How long has the Suffolk Sheep Breed Society been going? It's been going 138 years. So it goes back to 1886, so it'll have 140th birthday shortly. 138 years, the Suffolk Sheep Society, they're long going. Question 2. In New Zealand, Shrek became famous in 2004 for not being sheared. How many years had he avoided capture? He'd avoided capture for 6 years. He got 6 years of fleece on him. Merino sheep. He was huge. Ridiculous, really. But he came famous because he got all this wool on him and he kept hiding when they came around to shear him every year. Not quite sure why. Question 3. How many teeth does a sheep have? It has 32. 32, as long as they're all in there and haven't fallen out. It has 32 teeth. Question 4, the Welsh developed their own breed of civet in the 19th century and they called it the Brecknock Hill sheep there, based around Brecon, I think. The Brecknock Hill civet is what I was looking for, the Brecknock Hill civet. Question 5, the Guinness Book of Records, oldest sheep. She was 28 years and 51 weeks, just missed her 29th birthday there in Wales. I think Dolgellau around there so much, there in Wales. And she was nearly 29, so 28 years, 51 weeks was the oldest sheep. Shetland sheep come from the Shetland Islands. How many islands are there? There's hundreds. There literally is. There's over 100 islands, and that's the word I was looking for. There's over 100 Shetland islands there altogether, a little archipelago. Not all of them, obviously, inhabited, but there's over 100 islands in Shetland. So, question 7, the world record price for a sheepdog was in 2021 was Kim, a red and white bitch there in Wales, and she made 28,000 guineas. So 28,000 is what I'm looking for on that one. 28,000 pounds, I think, not guineas. That's I'll give a few points, a point for a few, a thousand either side, maybe. Let's do that. Round to question 8, which country has the most sheep, UK or New Zealand? UK has 35 million, New Zealand only has 30 million. So the UK has more sheep than New Zealand. There's a fact that everybody probably should know, and if you don't know, you do now. So the UK's got more sheep than New Zealand, 35 million here, 30 million in New Zealand. Question 9, that sheep there, Montecil, found fame in the 18th century. She was the first sheep to fly. The first sheep that actually went into flight there, because they developed a hot air balloon and they were too frightened to go in it themselves, so they put a duck and a chicken and a sheep in there, and that sheep went flying up there in the 18th century, the first sheep to fly. So there you go. People tell you sheep can't fly. Yes, they can. One flew in the 18th century, and that was its name, Montecil. And question 10 on sheep, the Atlay sheep and the Badass, I love the name, that Badass breed there, originate from China. So the Atlay sheep and the Badass sheep originate from China. That concludes the answers to round 2. I hope you enjoyed the music round this week. It was something different, and maybe not all about farming, but some tenuous links there to livestock. So I know my wife very nearly got 10 out of 10 on this one, so I'll give it to see how you guys get on. So the answer to question 1, of course, was Sheep by Pink Floyd. That fantastic track from their album called Animals came out in 1997, I think, and I remember being excused from school to be able to go and see them perform that in London's Earl's Court. Number 2 is the House Martins, and that's also called Sheep. Number 3 was, of course, from Genesis. That was the track The Firth of Fifth from the album Selling England by the Pound, famously referencing the sheep remain inside their pen. Number 4 was Kate Bush, and the track, of course, I Dream of Sheep. Number 5 was the brilliant Paolo Nutini, all the way from Scotland, from Glasgow, I think, and Paolo singing Eye in the Sky, and that's a quote there from the film The Dictator, which was originally a Charlie Chaplin movie, and the quote from The Dictator when he says, "We are not cattle." Number 6 was The Jam and Going Underground, and another great line when he says, "It's bring sheep on my TV screen, make this boy shout, make this boy scream." Number 7, you need to be a certain age to remember this track. It was around, I think, in the early 80s, and it's Pig Bag. And the track is called Papa's Got a Brand New Pig Bag, and it's Pig Bag. Number 8 was quite a tricky one. The original of this, of course, was from Etta James, but this is a version by Chicken Shack, by Stan Webb's Chicken Shack, a band all the way from my hometown in Kidderminster. So those that remember that, I think it was early 70s, a great version of I'd Rather Go Blind. Number 9 was a little bit of a tenuous link. It was unmistakable sound of The Shadows, and the reason it's to do with livestock is because it's the theme from The Deer Hunter. So The Deer Hunter is my livestock tenuous link, but that one, that was The Shadows. And number 10 is the unmistakable sound of UB40. So that's UB40 singing Lamb's Bread. So that concludes our music round. I hope you enjoyed that one. I had great fun making that, and it probably shows off a little bit of my own musical taste there in the middle of that. So hope you enjoyed that round. So here we are with the answers to round 4. Question 1, what year did the Highland Show find its permanent site at Ingleston? It'd been moving around the country a lot before then. It was 1960. I believe Jock Campbell from Wedderley was one of the people that was instigated it going there into its permanent site there in 1960 in Ingleston. Question 2, before the cattle markets were called cattle markets, they were fairs round and about the country, and in Scotland they were called trysts, T-R-Y-S-T, tryst. The Falkirk Tryst being the very famous one, of course, before they eventually morphed into cattle markets later on. Question 3, what was the last purebred animal to win the Smithfield Show in Earl's Court? It was Panda of West Drums in 1980, and Angus, judged by Muriel Johnson, Panda of West Drums, bred by Davy Smith at West Drums, and sold as a calf there and bought by Scott Watson. And Scott Watson brought that round the following year there and brought it to Smithfield and brought it out as Supreme Champion under Muriel Johnson in 1980. So the last purebred animal to win Smithfield in Earl's Court was an Angus called Panda of West Drums. Question 4, Robert Wakefield improved those Longhorn cattle and the Leicester sheep, but also the Shire horse. So I'm looking for the Shire horse. That's the other species that he was involved in. Question 5, Lady McRobert and the McRobert family there farmed at Tarland, and they ran the Doonside herd. They ran the Doonside herd of Highlands, and more importantly, the Doonside herd of Aberdeen Angus. They're a very famous herd of Aberdeen Angus cattle there until it was dispersed there. And great stockman Henry Durwood in his later days was the stockman there at Doonside. Question 5, Captain De Quincey bred Hereford cattle. He bred all sorts of things, budgerigars, lupins, dogs, God knows what. But De Quincey, of course, famous there for breeding Hereford cattle at the Verne. Very famous herd that the Verne was and spanned a lot of years. Question 7, Cecil Moores and John Moores. And John Moores, of course, had the Moss Angus. Cecil Moores had the Bapton herd of Shorthorn. Cecil and his brother Sir John were the beginning, or the family started Littlewood's Pool. So that's what I'm looking for. The Moores started Littlewood's Pools. Later on, they started Littlewood's shops as well, and mail order and various things. But they were famous for starting the Littlewood's Pools coupons, the Moores were. Question 8, George McPherson Grant of Ballandalloch at Speyside started the Erica family in the Angus breed. He did buy one Erica, I think, from Seafield, if I remember right, but he started the famous lines of the Johanna Ericas and all the other ones there, and the Erica family still very prominent in the Angus breed to this day, and that was started by George McPherson Grant at Ballandalloch Castle. And of course, Ballandalloch themselves are still breeding Angus cattle, one of the longest herd, if not the longest running herd of Angus cattle in the world. Of pure Angus cattle anyway. Smithfield Show moved to its permanent site in Earl's Court. Well, Earl's Court was built in 1935, but of course the war came along before it got going, so it was 1945 before Smithfield moved into it, and then the Royal Smithfield Show moved into Earl's Court, and it was there then until 2004. What a great place it was, all those corridors down underneath it and full of spiders and rats and various things. I think had been there since 1945, but that's when Smithfield Show first moved to Earl's Court. And finally, Captain Ben Coutts, of course, became Secretary of the Aberdeen Angus Society in 1970 and ruled it with an iron rod from 1970 till 1979. They made a great job there, and a great guy that Ben was. So that's the answer I'm looking for, that one. So that concludes this Top Lines and Tales pod quiz number 4. I hope you've enjoyed that one this week. I particularly enjoyed the music round there, and please go and post your scores maybe on our Top Lines and Tales Facebook group, or get in touch with me if you've got some scores there that you want there, and anything else you'd like, anybody wants to put forward any specialist rounds that they'd like me to run on the Top Lines and Tales pod quiz going forward. So thanks very much for joining in with our fun Top Lines and Tales pod quiz this week.